So it's the 26th of June, and we're at King's Home. This is John Thayers of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project, and I have with me John Cowan from the project, and today we're interviewing Simon Morris, who's been kind enough to come along and chat to us. Hello, Simon.
Hey, good afternoon. Hi. Yeah.
Thanks. Can we start with the basics? Where were you born and when?
Right, okay, yeah, no problem. I was born in Gloucester on the 3rd of May 1969. At the time, my dad was a policeman and he was stationed in Gloucester as well. My initial years were Tuffley area in Gloucester, and then dad got stationed down at Horsley. So we moved out, you know, to Horsley, where we were there until I was about 4 years of age. And then we got moved to Lidbrook, down in the Forest, where I then stayed for all my schooling then in the Forest of Dean. So up until the age of 11, we were out at Lidbrook, and all the junior school stuff went on there. And then from 11 to 19, I was at a little village, Pillawow, just outside Lidney.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So all my senior education was at Whitecross Comprehensive there, or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, White Cross Academy of Life sort of thing as it was there. So all my schooling and everything else was down there. My dad was very much a rugby player as well, and played a lot of connections with Lidney Rugby Club. And my mum also played a lot of sport. She a little bit of football, and then went on to hockey with Chepstow Ladies, and was very much, you know, still is now involved with hockey and Chepstow Ladies. So. Bit of sport there in the family background.
A lot of sport.
Yeah.
Because there was your father, Winston, who holds the record for the number of appearances, I think, for Lidney.
That's right.
571.
571, that's a being a feat. Yeah.
It is a fantastic feat.
Yeah.
And then your uncle John is about third in the list, I think, 490.
Well, that's it. And I think he was a captain down. John was a captain there for about 11 years. You know, during his time down there, and I think dad had captaincy for two or three years down there as well. And you know, both of them, had a big part to play down at Lidney, and quite well known down at Lidney, yes.
Yeah. So, John went on to play for Gloucestershire and for Western Counties. Did you get to see any of those big games at your uncle?
Not my uncle. That was, you know, all that really was, you know, a bit before my time.
Before
was always
time.
My time or whatever. But you know, another club was Newport. I think he went down there as well and established himself down there. You know, I think John's unfortunate thing was he was in the time of Peter Kingston.
Yeah.
You know, who,
well, and Mickey Booth,
as well. So you know, he had some very good, strong scrum halves and oppositions up against him at the time.
Yes.
And you know, so you know, it's. And a lot of times in those days, you know, your players stayed local with their clubs.
Mm.
And but no, he was, you know, a very good player.
He was. Yeah. I mean, he played for the Western Counties against both the Springboks and the Wallabies.
Yeah.
And Western Counties were undefeated.
Undefeated at that time.
Well, yeah. They beat the Wallabies 9-0, I think, in the Springboks. They drew with. So, when did you actually start actually watching any senior rugby?
Cool.
I mean, so much in the family. You must have gone along and seen your dad play.
We very
example.
Much lived on the sidelines of the rugby field and the hockey pitch.
Oh, right.
You know, as I said, with dad playing his sport and my mum playing her hockey, it was very much along the lines of that. Depending if dad had a home fixture, we might be taken along. And you know, I'd be on the sidelines with the other lads down there. And rather than, you know, as a young age, rather than watching, you'd be on the backfield kicking the balls around yourself.
Yeah.
Or if dad's fixtures were away, I'd have gone with my mum, and I'd be on the sidelines there while she played hockey. Most probably actually watching the fixtures themselves. I can recall of would be, you know, in my early teens sort of thing, where, you know, you then showed a bit more, you know, as of the age of eight. You know, I started my mini rugby then at Lidney, you know, with the Lidney minis and what have you. And as you got a bit older, you know, and you started to take an interest in who was playing in the fixtures.
Yeah.
You sat there watching on the sideline. But you know, one thing I don't remember about, especially with dad, is that you know, as he got older and he got a bit slower, he had to try and bring the opposition down to his level. So on many occasions he'd be there. And he was known for grinning in the middle of a ruck and smiling at the ref at the same time as he was giving someone a little dig in the ribs to try and release the ball.
It was the eye contact.
Yeah, it was indeed. and they used to have lots of little rivalries with local players back in the day. Gordy Bourne was another one from Cinderford. We always had a big rivalry with him and what have you. But but yeah, it was he was the local Forest Arbors in particular. Back in those days, you sit there and watch all some of the Gloucester ones when like some Matson would come down and play, or the ones you remember as well is the Boxer Day fixtures when Diddy used to play Gloucester.
Yes.
I know I got involved in one or two of those as well, sort of thing. And it was those sort of fixtures there where there was a lot on stake, a lot of pride and passions played in those games.
So did you play much for Lydney before you came to Gloucester?
Before I played, yeah. At the age of 17. For the first team. Age of 17, I got my debut for the first team.
All right.
So I started playing for Lydney there at 17. Mm-hmm. And, at the age of, I think we were 20 when we came up from, Lydney up to Gloucester. And it was at the time there, Richard Mogg was looking to retire. Mm-hmm. He sort of stepped down a little bit. And the coach, Pat Coley, was down at Lydney there. And the captain at the time was Rodri Lewis. And, they remember him saying to me, hey, we've been spoken to by Gloucester. There's been shown an interest. It's opportunity that don't happen very often that somebody shows an interest, go up there and have a go, and if it don't work you can always come back. And that's what we did. So they were a bit of a void, trying to fill Richard Mark's shoes, but he was sort of coming away, and there was opportunities there if you went up there and could play the game. Lydney, we were playing from 17 onwards.
Great.
In the first team. And and yeah, my school year at Lydney was quite a strong school year of local lads, and they would all come up through minis together. And we had the likes of Julian Davis, who actually came up here at one point, the scrum half, and had a spell up here. And Robert Mills was a young lad at fly half who played many games for Lydney. Nicholas Park was a big prop boy who's done a bit of coaching down at Lydney since. And there was lots of names there. And then the lad Simon Wakeham was a very athletic back row player. And the years just above me, Adrian Knox, opposite flanker, who likewise my brother-in-law, who came up to Gloucester and had a spell at Gloucester himself. Nicky Nowans was another lad, and all these boys all played for the county Gloucestershire as well. That they were all in our year, just a year above. So all these lads were there as the nucleus of the Lydney team, and did quite well. And it was, back in those days, it was the camaraderie and the fun side that you're playing with your friends, with Gloucester rugby back in the day when we played, and with Lydney there, if you're playing with your mates, it bonds you, it makes you a stronger little unit. If your mates are on the floor going to make be shooed, you put yourself there thinking, hey, you ain't going to do that to your friend, and you look out for each other. And, and also there was a social side after, which perhaps was a bit of our downfall sometimes. It was perhaps we'd done a bit more training, a little less drinking, put us in better stead.
It was a major part in those days.
And you played hard on the game and on the field, and you had a good fun after.
Yeah.